Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Orioles lose 6-3 last night. Back in action again tonight, trying to salvage game two of this series and maybe win the rubber match on Thursday and win a series, which they haven't done yet. Let's talk some Orioles and some Ravens now as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline and talk to our own Cordell Woodland. And Cordell, thanks as always for joining us. So you were in the clubhouse pregame, and Jordan Westberg was telling you about, like, he's not worried about their struggles versus left-handed pitching. It's a small sample. Things can change tonight. We can score a billion runs. We can score zero runs. Well, Logan Allen had himself a no-hitter into the fifth inning, so I guess he was closer to the zero than the billion.
Yeah, at least, like you said, for the first half of the game. I mean, they made a push in the seventh and eighth inning, but, you know, you start getting into the back end of that bullpen and Class A comes in, I mean, it's pretty much over at that point. I mean, it was just a bad night all around for them yesterday. I mean, offensively getting no hit halfway through the game. Another bad outing for Charlie Morton, who started off well, but it's like once the wheels started wobbling, it was just a matter of time before they just completely fell off. I just think that this is a team right now. I don't know what the long term looks like, but right now they just look like a bad baseball team. They look like they're in trouble. There's nothing that about this team you can hang your hat on. Not offensively, defensively, pitching, nothing. Nothing right now. They're just not doing anything well. And the Guardians are a decent team, but even against a team like that, I think it'll be easy to show the Orioles' shortcomings like you saw last night.
Cordell, it's really become a big pet peeve of mine for a while now, just their refusal to let their young lefties bat against left-handed pitching. And I know Logan didn't have reverse splits last night, but you're looking at the right-handed specialists that they brought in. They're all really struggling.
They're like special.
Laureano, Gary Sanchez, Mateo. Why are we not able to see them? And then you put Heston Kerstad in a situation against Class A in the ninth, who throws gas, coming in cold. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, I'm right there with you. Me and Ben talked about it a lot last night on Fresh Take. Just especially right now where you're looking for answers. This is the time of the year where I feel like you should be giving these guys a chance. Laureano is not the future of your team. You're sitting a guy in Heston Kerstad where, I mean, he's in his mid-20s. You have to figure out what this kid can do, whether he's going to be a big part of the future for this team or helping you as we get closer to the trade deadline. But I mean, I just don't know how any team out there, let alone the Orioles, knows exactly who Heston Kjerstad is right now, because the same questions we had about him last year, I would argue we have those same questions today because we simply don't know. And with Jackson, we're talking about a dude that's supposed to be one of the future pillars of this team, and they're just not even giving him a chance. And then, like you said, the guys that they're putting out there and replacing them, Laureano is supposed to hit lefties. He's not hitting anything right now. And look, I love Mateo. I do. But I don't need to see Mateo out there in the starting lineup 3 to 4 times a week. I just don't. I just don't. So I don't understand why, especially now with them searching for answers offensively right now, that they're not willing to give some of these young guys a chance. Before it was they're trying to win, and I still think that they're trying to win, but you're losing right now. You're losing. You're a struggling team. You're trying to find ways to win, and I don't think it's great to sit these guys on the bench, and I also don't think it's great to just throw Heston out there against one of the best closers in baseball late in the game and then say, hey, kids, show us what you got.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is Charlie Morton still here Memorial Day, Cordell?
Out of necessity, yes. Probably out of necessity because, I mean, they're scraping the barrel right now for arms. I mean, we talking to Mike Elias yesterday, and he's talking about Brandon Young coming up here and being their fifth starter. I mean, he wasn't on their radar at all to start the year. So, I mean, out of desperation and necessity, they have no choice. I mean, they've invested $15 million into him. They're going to try to see this thing out, I think, as long as they possibly can. But at least in May, we don't have any of the other starters that will be back by that time. I mean, maybe Eflin. Elias yesterday said weeks, not months.
He threw today, and he said, just to update you guys, Zach Eflin talking to the media says his thoughts align with Mike Elias's. He's not interested in missing a lot of time for whatever that's worth.
I mean, they can't afford for him to miss a lot of time. And look, the breaking news is they weren't a great rotation even when Eflin was out there. So, I mean, they just need help. But I do think Morton, out of necessity, will probably still be around.
Cordell, then we're talking with Cordell Woodland. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. You know, you mentioned Mike Elias lamenting the problems he has with the rotation. It is a shame that Major League Baseball doesn't have a process in place where during the offseason you can go and either trade or sign guys to help you with said rotation.
Yeah, I mean, and look, he was asked point blank yesterday, you know, about his thoughts on the rotation and did he feel like he did enough in the offseason to address that. And, I mean, he didn't give a yes or no. You know, he kind of went around long-winded and talked about how, you know, that they're trying to make as many deals as they can to help the team and bolster the roster. you lose an ace like Corbin Burns, it's only natural that you're going to take a step back. But I think the guys that they did take a chance on, they took big swings on guys like Morton and Sagano. And I get it. They weren't expecting these guys to play the role that they're having to play right now due to all these injuries. But you got to be able to plan for that. I mean, we see pitchers didn't just now start getting hurt with the Orioles. We've been seeing this around Major League Baseball for a while now. So, I mean, it has been a failure, and it was unfortunate that they weren't able to do more to bolster that rotation in the offseason.
Cordell, switching gears to the Ravens. I know it's called the Liars Luncheon for a reason, but were there any takeaways from yesterday's press conference for you?
I think, you know, DaCosta saying that they had over 200 people on their board compared to, what, about 160-something in some years past. I mean, that could be something. I don't think this was breaking news, but him saying that basically guaranteeing that they're going to get a corner and a safety, I guess that's something. But, again, I think that more so verifies what a lot of us already thought anyway. I found it kind of funny that he was asked about the Derrick Henry extension, and he went all the way left field and talked about undrafted rookies and all this and that. Didn't even mention Derrick Henry by name. I mean, didn't talk about him at all. I thought that was like at least a aha moment. I don't know what to take from that. But overall, I mean, it wasn't anything groundbreaking, I thought, from yesterday. When you're picking where they're picking and you're the type of team that's built the way that they are, I mean, how many of these rookies are really coming in and making instant impact anyway? I mean, DaCosta, by his own admission, said yesterday, even with their 11 picks, he doesn't expect all 11 to make the team. So we'll see. I mean, I think it's about them definitely getting, a big bang for their buck, especially in the early rounds, trying to get as many impact players on the defensive side of the ball as they can. I'm curious to see how many offensive linemen they take. And then also the special teams deal with them figuring out a returner. That could lead to them possibly taking more than one receiver.
Over under on number of Orioles everyday players you see in the clubhouse while it's open today, Cordell. What do you?
I would put it at 3.5.
That's high. That's actually higher than I thought.
Yeah, I would put. I'm cautiously optimistic. Yeah, cautiously optimistic. Now there will be a couple of bullpen guys in there. I'm counting that 3.5 in with two bullpen guys and, you know, maybe two positional players.
That's
that
there you go. That's more what I was
out.
Thinking.
Rotate
yeah.
in and out. I think that's best case scenario right now.
Gotcha.
To be honest with you.
Yeah, Cordell. Maybe they'll score a billion runs tonight.
Yeah, well, they're due. Cordell, thanks as always, buddy. We'll chat.
Thank
next
you,
week.
Brother.
Appreciate it, guys.
Coming up next, we will get to Eric DaCosta and the Liars' luncheon yesterday, and his thoughts on the secondary, cornerbacks, safeties. What does Eric think about that position in this draft? We're going to hear it next here on The Fan.